and welcome to a special Voice on the Air podcast series for our flagship conference, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Contributions, on 21st June 2017. At this flagship conference, we will show you how you can make fulfilling contributions, even when you have a busy life with conflicting priorities. We will also help managers and leaders to elevate their seemingly ordinary team members to extraordinary performers. I'm your host, Andrea James, and today's guest is Mark Wally, who is a panelist at the conference. Mark joined the Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors in 2011 and is now director of its EMEA region. He's responsible for sector growth and market development within those countries. Mark is the Diversity and Inclusion Champion and RICS lead executive on this strategy. Prior to joining them, he spent time in consultancy and has a 25-year career with Barclays. I'm really excited to speak to Mark today. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Andrea.
So, why did you agree to have a talk with me today? Besides, you know, me pestering you to do so.
It didn't feel like pestering at all. But thank you very much for the invite. I agreed to speak at the conference and also today because this matters to me. There's something for me about everybody's extraordinary. You could argue that makes everybody ordinary. But I think we all go through different phases in our day, let alone in our life, when we're extraordinary. And my true belief is that everybody can do extraordinary things at any time.
And what is your personal kind of journey then? Have you had ups and downs of being extraordinary?
I think we all do. And there's something that happened here at RICS a couple of years ago. I just want to give you a quote here, is that the point I'm trying to make here is that the journey I've been on has been an amazing one. It doesn't matter what level you're at. Progression and development doesn't have to mean a higher level of more money. As long as you have the right attitude and behavior, the world is your oyster. And with the support from your managers and colleagues, you can achieve so much more. And that's a direct quote. And it's actually a direct quote from one of my team. And it's somebody who, you know, relatively junior in the organization, and probably when they were first talking to me, were going through that thing I used to go through as a junior in an organization, thinking, who on earth is this senior person? Why are they talking to me? And can I get out of the room really quickly, please? This is all about my colleague Debbie, who shared her own story of real progression. And she talked about getting great help, great advice, great support, and most importantly, some very honest feedback from her boss that opened up opportunities which she really wouldn't previously have had. Mm-hmm. And Debbie inspired me to talk about my own background because it suddenly struck me that, you know, I'd been in that type of position. I left school at 18. Having failed my A-levels, tried really hard to fail my A-levels and succeeded, and went straight into the workplace. I was never going to university. Everybody at my school went to university. I was an active disbeliever, but went straight into the workplace and have worked through since then. And I recognized what Debbie was talking about, because it can become so easy to get comfortable and in your own bubble and your own justification as to why things are working or not working. Mm-hmm. But actually having somebody else giving some honest feedback is the key to being able to see what you need to do and what you need to do different.
Yeah. So can you give me an example of that?
So, I mean, this one I'll go back to before I left school, actually, that I was busy trying to earn pocket money, as we all did, and cleaning my father's car for pocket money. And I remember very sort of, I was going to say proudly, no, I wasn't proudly going after my money. I was belligerently going after my money. Job's done, can I have my pocket money now? And he came out and looked at the car and he said, well, when you've done properly, you can have your pocket money. And it was a real lesson in, if a job's worth doing, then do it properly. Mm-hmm. And be the best you can be. Because actually, you you can't get away with it. You might kind of day to day be able to get away with things by not putting your all into it, but actually you'll get found out. People will notice that you're not doing that.
Yeah, I've noticed in my time, just in the places that I've worked, some people view certain tasks as beneath them.
Yeah.
Whereas others embrace it as, here is just an opportunity for me to do something that's outside of my remit. And I can do this well, and hopefully that will move me on to, you know, bigger and better places.
And certainly that's something I came across in my own career. And you mentioned, you know, a long time at Barclays. And yeah, I did spend a long time there and had a fantastic career with them and learned so much. Mm-hmm. But it's some of the big lessons I learned, I didn't actually realize until I was reflecting after this conversation with Debbie and sort of looking back, and I was thinking, so what did I actually, what was it? And there are a few themes that came out, and preparation was one of them. Mm-hmm. You can't just kind of turn up and expect stuff to happen. You've got to be ready for what you're doing. There's also a bit, and this was a common theme with Debbie, actually. It was about having belief in yourself. It's so easy to convince yourself that you're not good enough or you can't be. It's just as easy to convince yourself that you are good enough and you can be. And then actually overcoming setbacks, things go wrong. Just get over it. Get on with it. Don't let events define you, but think about what your response is going to be, because that's what should really define you.
Right. Yeah. So that means it's, from what you're saying, it's extraordinary achievements is, you know, accessible to anyone, essentially.
I think it is. Particularly in this age where there's an expectation of almost instant gratification or instant success, mm-hmm. That I think we all have to remember that most instant success isn't instant, and it takes a huge amount of hard work.
Yeah.
Of course, we all get lucky sometimes, but usually the lucky ones are those that have worked really hard.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us today. Marcus is one of the panelists discussing the value of bringing your whole self to work. So I hope that you can join us. Mark, just before we go, do you want to leave some, like, what points can people take away from today's talk?
Well, I think I've already touched on those, but I think for me, preparation, belief, and overcome your setbacks.
Yeah.
We'll talk some more during the conference. There's some other themes I'll talk about then, but those to me are the start point for everything.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. If you have enjoyed listening to this podcast, then do join us for the rest of this special series, where our guests will share their experiences and environments where ordinary people make extraordinary contributions. And if you'd like to meet Mark and the rest of the speakers and facilitators in person and delve deeper with practical tools that you can use in your career and life, then please join us on 21st June 2017. Simply go to voiceatthetable.com to book your place. And if you can't join us for that date, you can still access information about our follow-on workshops and all the other resources that we have. Again, it's voiceatthetable.com. I'm Andrea James. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Andrea.
And see you again very, very soon. Thank you and goodbye.